You're listening to the Weekend Real Estate Report on 105.7 The Fan.
You do a great job here giving the audience quite a bit of information. For a lot of guys like me, I'm sure a lot of females have certainly been enlightened and informed to help their life a little bit better. So keep up the good work.
Once again, Carl Delmont.
All right, welcome back. Weekend Real Estate Report, second hour. And we got Sean Gonzalez here at Chesapeake Consulting. We're going to talk more detail about credit scores, how to improve them, the false information that's out there, and then, of course, the free workshops we're working on together to educate consumers. Again, no selling, free of charge. So real quickly, I want to just talk. So soccer, everyone knows I love soccer. Baltimore Blast are in the playoffs yet again, so we'll see how they do. They'll be facing Syracuse in round one. And so good luck to both teams, and hopefully the Blast can try to get a three-peat there. And to William Vanzella, the goalie, hopefully he can come back. But if not, it looks like Capinos is doing a very good job in there, holding the job down until William can return. But I know William is working out nonstop trying to get back. So also, if you're into soccer and you have kids, check out Baltimore Celtic. Great club, four national titles in the last 4 years, and we're expanding, doing a lot of great things, and tryouts will be coming up soon. I know that we'll be posting that sometime this month on Baltimore Celtics website, so if you're looking to have a great opportunity for your son or daughter to play at a high level, we just had a ton of kids commit to D1, and other ones went to D2 and D3, but thank you for Bruce Cunningham at Fox and Jamie Costello at Channel 2 for covering us on that. Baltimore Sun, Glenn Graham as well. Also, we just started a new program called Celtic Stars. It's $100. It's for young kids, and I believe it's either 6 or 8 weeks. But it's taught by some of our top coaches, and it's just a way to teach the young kids how to play the game correctly and introduce them to what Celtic's all about. But no commitment or anything, just teach them to our style. So definitely check that out. John, tell people how to reach you.
Easiest way is our website is creditrepairnow.com, and you can log on there. If you have any questions, there's actually a little link there. You can put in your name, email, phone number. Someone will contact you immediately. Basically anytime during the week, Monday through Friday. And then our phone number is 877-214-9477.
All right, great. And again, we're doing the workshops March 14th in York and March 21st in Maryland. And you can register absolutely free at Fremont, FREEDMONT.com/workshop.
And also, Carl, I try to encourage people to sign up soon. I know we've got limited spaces for that. We've had a good turnout so far already. But just to give them a quick idea of what we're going to be talking about at the credit workshop is, we're going to give them just some basic ideas of, what makes up your credit score. People don't understand the payment history equals 35% of their, credit score valuation, their debt usage, age of their credit, types of credit, whether it's revolving or installment, and also the history of applying for credit, basically inquiries. And so all those things there, we're going to hit with a little bit more detail. And student loans, we're going to kind of touch on student loan debt. The average right now is showing that someone coming out of a four-year education is coming out of school with average of $28,000 in student debt. A lot of times those are deferred for a period of time. Once they get into the workforce, they've got to start making payments. We're going to talk about how to structure that a little bit. We're going to hit on auto loans. Basically, you see the 0% interest rates advertised on TV. Most consumers with credit issues are paying much, much higher rates than that. Up as high as 24.9% is the limit, but we're going to help them out with those items. And then we're also going to explain a little bit about some of the negative items on credit reports, whether it's late payments, foreclosures, collections, how long they can stay on the credit report. And a lot of items will stay on there between 7 to 10 years for bankruptcies are up to 10 years, and how we can dispute those and try to get those, some improvement for some consumers, along with inquiry information and then, just general. Very good workshop we're putting together. A lot of free information, no obligation whatsoever. We're going to have refreshments between 6 and 6:30. And then between 6:30 and 8, we're going to kind of do a basic a little speech for everybody, give you a little ideas, and then we're kind of break off from there.
Yeah, so again, it's a tiny bit of time that you can invest, but the dividends that will come from this are huge. So if you want to pay less improve your credit score and improve your financial situation. There's no selling, there's no charge, and there's food. So, I mean, there's probably a number of reasons why you want to come. Hopefully the last one's not the most important, but yeah, John and I have been talking about this for a while. We're putting it together. We're looking forward to it. And again, you can register free of charge at Fremont, FREEDMONT.com/workshop. Right now, the website says the 24th. To me, it really is the 21st.
And if anyone has any questions and they want to talk to someone, to feel free to call our office at 877-214-9477. And we'll give them just a general idea of topics that we're going to hit. And we can talk, you know, one-on-one if they have any questions prior.
All right. Sounds good. So we're looking forward to that. We talked earlier. Equifax is in the news again. And unfortunately, it's not good news. And, you know, I'm still, you know, John, you and I talked off air. I'm still really, really, I'm not even angered anymore. I'm just frustrated, disappointed with Congress. This is going on close to a year. It was May last year when, I think it was April when they knew it. They didn't announce it till, I think they admitted it in May, but really didn't come out till like June or something.
It was 2 months later, yeah.
But the bottom line is here we are. Nothing's really been done. Consumers have no say, and they can't say, well, I only want this credit company. It doesn't work that way. I mean, you can pick. You don't like Comcast? Cut the cord or go to Verizon or do whatever. You don't like Allstate? Go to State Farm. But if you don't like Equifax, you don't have a choice. You're stuck with Equifax. And that alone means that they have a higher level and a bigger burden. And they failed. They failed immensely. And they were warned that I believe it was Apache had the software patch and they did nothing with it. So, I mean, it's not just negligence. It's probably arrogance and apathy and a number of other things, and sadly greed. And unfortunately, when half the country and citizens in other countries were affected by this, and the thing is, you can't change a social security. I mean, you can. It's very hard to do, but yeah. It's really hard to change a social security number. So now people are concerned with, you know, their tax refunds or, you know, their credit being stolen, all this other stuff. It's horrible. They got driver's license numbers, everything else. But anyway, Equifax is back at it again.
A massive Equifax data breach we told you about last year. It turns out it's even bigger than we were led to believe. Tonight, we've learned another 2.4 million Americans had their information stolen. That's on top of the original 145 million victims. The difference is the hackers didn't get as much information on their victims through this latest breach.
Well, they didn't get as much, but yes, let's be honest, they probably had most of it anyway. It's tantamount to when someone calls you up and says, oh, I'm with your credit card company. Were you in Mexico yesterday? No, why? Oh, we had an unsuspected charge there. I just want to make sure I'm talking to the right person. Could you please confirm the last four digits of your social? And you do. Well, they bought your information on the black web. They wanted you to answer the phone saying it's you and you to confirm that the social is correct. Well, thank you very much. They just lied to you. But bottom line is, same thing with this. Maybe they didn't get all the information, but they got more than they had before. They could put it all together. So I hate when they make this sound like it isn't as bad as it is.
I just had one of my own personal credit cards breached within the last 60 days. And luckily, the credit card company caught it, notified me, canceled the card out, and sent me a new card. But yeah.
But still, I mean, if they had information. So,
oh, absolutely.
So now you have to look at, do you want to sign up for Equifax's free monitoring service? Do you want to, you know, pay for one? Do you want to look at all the other ones? They all have pros and cons. You just have to decide which one makes the most sense.
The most important thing is to review your credit multiple times a year.
Yep.
That's the most important thing. People don't do it, but that's the most important thing.
All right. So again, they say not all info is accessed.
Equifax says they were able to steal names and partial driver's license numbers. They did not get the state and date where it was issued or the expiration date. The original group of victims had their social security numbers stolen. Equifax is offering all of them free credit monitoring and ID theft protection services.
I just think that they should come up with a 2 or 3 step verification. I think they should do free credit freeze for life, even though that's a pain in the butt. They shouldn't charge us to thaw it or anything else. Honestly, I'd be fine having my credit frozen if I could thaw it instantaneously. Because let's face it, you know, one day your washer and dryer goes up, the guy comes out and says it's going to cost $1,000 to fix it. I'm like, well, for $15, I can buy a brand new one. So why not? But if your credit's frozen, you can't unless you're paying cash. You know, decide to go out and buy a car. Most people don't think, you know what, let's research cars, let's do this, let's do that, and 2 months now we're going to buy a car. It's like you think about it, and all of a sudden you see hear an ad, and you're like, oh, that's the price I'm looking for, or you go online and see what you want. You know, if it's thought, it's going to take 3 days to do it. You have to have a PIN, and it costs money and all the other stuff. It gets a little crazy, but I just think Congress needs to address this. Elizabeth Warren, who I'm not a huge fan of, is one of the few, and Warner from Virginia, are one of the few that have actually bring this up every now and then. But, and I understand Congress has its hands full, but, you know, look, there's a lot of things we need to worry about in this country, but this has to be in the top five, at least as far as I'm concerned, because how many people it affects.
Oh, absolutely.
So this says, Congress, you got a job, dudes. Listen to this.
This is the second time the company has had to raise the number of people affected by the breach. Congress is not happy. Lawmakers from both parties say Equifax is not providing all the documents and information that they've requested. They now want a briefing from the company Equifax hired to investigate.
All right, so that's great, but why is it taking almost a year? I mean, if Equifax is not cooperating, there's a lot of things Congress can do. Look what they did to Wells Fargo. They basically said, you can't do anything anymore for a while. We're basically limiting how much you can expand, which, depending on what side of the fence you sit on, almost seems like a bit of an intrusion, a little too much government. But then again, you know, Wells Fargo admittedly did some things that weren't so great. So here, Equifax, and I put on Twitter, Wells Fargo, quote, can you believe all the things we got accused of doing to our clients? Equifax, hold my beer. And I think that's where we are right now with these guys. So anyway, I really do hope that our legislators fix this. And not only, I'm not even looking for fines. What I'm looking for is protect the consumers, because what's done is done, but we shouldn't have to live with their sins because they're still making a ton of money. It's like anything else. You know, you read about these companies that do this illegal stuff and get fined $1 million. Well, they made $40 million. That's a small price to pay. Mm-hmm. So if Equifax did all these things, yeah, do things to them. But the consumers have been impacted and need to be protected, because now that stuff's out there forever. It's not like if someone robbed your house once, you could change locks, use some others. They probably can't rob it again. But if they steal your information, every couple of years, they can go back and just mess with you. And it's something to get a burden if you live it the rest of your life. It's, I can't really think of another comparison to it. But all right, so we have John with Chesapeake Consulting. You can reach him at creditrepairnow.com or 877-214-9477. They are based in Maryland, but they serve all 50 states and definitely have a lot of experience, testimonials, and proof of how much they can help people. We work with them quite often with a lot of our clients, especially clients who call us that want to buy or refinance, and you know, maybe it's a divorce or maybe losing a second job or losing overtime, whatever. Financial things hit them, their credit gets impacted. And what we try to do is have them work with John's company, because then they can focus all their attention on them. We stay in contact. We know what's going on. And when they get to the point where the credit scores are now at those optimal levels, now we're ready to get them back into the marketplace, whether it's refinancing or buying or anything else. And again, I touched on this in the first hour. I think it's very, very important for people who are considering selling their house. You don't really think about this, but get pre-approved if you're thinking about buying another house, because even if not, just look at your credit report before you decide to list. Because as John said, a lot of people don't check that. What happens if you just say, you know what, we're just going to, you know, we have this 5-bedroom house we raised our family in, our kids are all grown, live in other parts of the country, you know, we're older now, we don't need this big house, we're just going to rent. Well, what happens if you didn't realize that your credit scores aren't great and now you're going to have to pay a high security deposit or may not be able to get into the unit you want? Or you do want to buy, but maybe your credit score is not as where you thought it would be. It's probably important to figure that out before you list your house so that you can work with John or us and figure out, you know, what your options are. Again, we have these workshops. They're free. You can find them at Freedmont, FreedMont.com/workshop. On the website, again, we have one on March 14th in York at Iron Horse York Restaurant. And then on the following Wednesday, the 21st, the website does say the 24th. I apologize. I had the flu all week and my fat thumbs, I hit the wrong date when I sent it to my webmaster. Notice it, well, John caught it this morning, so we'll fix it. And but anyway, you can register free of charge there. And again, no selling. Refreshments we provided. We'll have topics that we'll go over, and then we'll have breakout sessions so people can talk privately about their own situation. And there's no judging, believe me. Whatever you think you're going through, the two of us have heard way worse. I don't know if we want to share some of the worst horror stories we've heard, but there's some crazy ones out there. I'll tell you what, I know listeners always like to hear real life success stories. So let's take a quick break and we come back if you want to share one or two. We talked about the young girl and how that worked, but I know you've got a lot of those we can talk about. In the meantime, if you need anything regarding a mortgage, at Fremont, we offer pre-approvals, not just pre-qualifications. A pre-approval is much more valued by a seller and by realtors, and we're local, 25 years with a great reputation. That means something when you're making an offer, especially in this competitive market. So if you want a no-obligation, no-cost pre-approval, give us a call at 800-955-8508 or check us out online. We do have people on standby today at Fremont.com, F-R-E-E-D-M-O-N-T.com. Happy to give you a pre-approval today, not by phone because we don't answer the phone on Sundays, but actually, if you call the number, it does go to our team. But website's the easiest way to do it. Anyway, NMLS number 1067. You're listening to Week in Real Estate Report. Take a quick break, and we come back. A lot more to discuss. Don't go anywhere.